Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. The South Sydney Rabbitohs and the Penrith Panthers have just finished. The game is just wrapped up with the Penrith Panthers getting a big win there over the South Sydney Rabbitohs. We have an all-Western Sydney Grand Final. How fucking good. It is going to be sensational. If you are out there next week at the Grand Final, make sure you come around to the Locker Room Hotel around 4:30. Myself, Kempy, Timmy Williams, Tom and Eddie from Hello Sport. We're doing a live show out there. If you're out there for Origin 1, it was a cracking night. So all you Penrith and Parramatta fans, get down there and have a beer with us and come and enjoy yourselves on Grand Final Day. It's going to be sensational. First of all, guys, before I do get into it, apologies for last night not getting out a live reaction podcast for the Parramatta game. Had a bit on, and then today also had a bit on, so missed out on doing a lot of the South Sydney Rabbitohs and Panthers coaches clipboards. Had it on social media, though, but apologies for that. Let's get stuck into this game, and the Penrith Panthers into their third Grand Final in a row. An unbelievable achievement. I think the last team to do it would have been the Melbourne Storm, and then the team before that would have been the Sydney Roosters in the early 2000s. So a pretty tough gig to make three Grand Finals in a row. An incredible effort. They stand at 1-1 at the moment. They'll take on the Parramatta Eels, playing their first Grand Final in over 10 years and trying to win their first premiership in, what is it, 45 or something ridiculous? Not that long. 35 or something. It's been a long time since 1986. I'll let you do the maths at home there. But it is going to be an absolute cracker next week. Now, look, this game here, you know, I thought South Sydney, fuck it. Like, they started slow. Their first set was really slow. But then after that, I thought they were great. You could obviously tell, we spoke about it on Coach's Clipboard earlier today. Nathan Cleary, you could see with his first few kicks what he was trying to do, trying to get Latrell Mitchell to run the ball more. Sort of went away from it a little bit because they weren't winning the field position throughout the first half. I thought South Sydney were really, really good. I thought they held them well. I had a lot of people that messaged me and said, oh, Nathan Cleary's kick for 400 metres, that's unbelievable. And I was like, yeah, but that's also credit to the South Sydney defense. Yeah, their first half was sensational. Nathan Cleary was forced to kick from, you know, his own 40, his own 30 on more times than what he would have liked. So I thought South Sydney did a really, really good job in the first half. Now, obviously, the Penrith Panthers, they had three tries disallowed from them in the first 30 minutes or so. All that I thought was fair, obviously the one that Charlie Steyn scored, a bit of a shit call, but I mean, by the letter of the law, it was an obstruction, so I can understand it. But I thought the other two were fair play. I thought Jerome Luai, he did have his hands on Lachlan Ilias. So once again, a little bit of a soft one, but you put your hands on him. There's not much we can do there, so no try. And then the kick out one, I thought it did come off Isaac Tungo. So as much as I thought Penrith were unlucky to start the game, all were fair calls. The obstruction one was a little bit tough, but I mean, it wasn't the wrong call at the end of the day. But I thought South Sydney was really good. Cody Walker's first try. Obviously, Damien Cook got out of dummy half, hit Marky Nichols. He went for a bit of a suspect offload, got the rebound, and Cody Walker dove on it there. You got to remember, like, the set before that, it looked like Isaac Tonga was going to score at the other end. So that was a huge momentum swing very, very early in that game. You then had Richie Kennar score. The ball was held up perfectly there by Walker and Latrell, but it was Isaiah Tass that came up with the offload through the traffic there. We spoke about Isaiah Tass in the preseason. We couldn't believe how long it took South Sydney to work out he should have been the left center. I think he's made a really good fist of it this year and came up with a really good play at the back end of the first half there, probably halfway through the first half, actually. So all of a sudden, South Sydney, they're up 12-0. The Penrith Panthers have had a couple of tries disallowed and whatnot. And then Appy Kurisau comes on and the entire game gets flipped on its head. We then had the no try to Charlie Staines, the obstruction there, which, as I said, I thought it was fair call. I thought Lachlan Ilias, I thought his kicking game was pretty good tonight. If you go back and watch the tape, James Fisher-Harris made it his mission to try and rattle the young halfback. He was in his face after every single kick, absolutely giving it to him. So I thought he handed himself really well, Ilias. Damien Cook didn't have his greatest game first half, through two pretty shit passes that either led to turnovers or completely killed their momentum, through another one in the second half as well that turned out to be a turnover there. So not a great game from Cook, despite having a hand in that first try. He's got to get that sort of shit sorted. You cannot be possibly having more than one of those passes a game. Biggest game of the season for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, and Cookie came up with three of them. So pretty disappointing there. We know that he's better than that. I thought Appy was great when he was on. He obviously scored the first try for the Penrith Panthers as well. Kikau got kind of slapped around in his tackle, but got to his elbows and knees, got up quickly, played the ball, and then Appy. This is why I said all through the season, especially Origin, Appy is the best running nine. It is not Damien Cook anymore. Appy is better. This is why I wanted him to come off the bench in State of Origin, because you can see how damaging he can be. Why on earth we put him out there for the first 30 minutes to make 30 tackles is fucking beyond me. I've got no idea what Freddie was thinking there. Appy, I think he's been so impressive this year, and that game was just sensational from Appy. Scored that first try, absolutely left South Sydney for dead through the middle there. He's just got instincts that you can't coach, you can't teach. He's an absolute freak, Appy, and personally, I probably think he might have played Damien Cook out of the Kangaroos squad, to be honest with you. I think they'll go with Harry Grant, Ben Hunt. And I think the next hooker probably has to be Appy. I'm not sure if Damien Cook will go, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Obviously, had the Appy try, which was sensational. And then you had the Brian To'o one, and wow, what a crazy one this was. Latrell Mitchell throws the ball to Campbell Graham for a pretty shit knock-on. I thought Graham was sensational tonight, but that was a really disappointing moment for him. And then Cody Walker missed that tackle on Brian To'o, probably a little bit harder than it looks, to be fair. But Cody, he was absolutely filthy with that one. Pretty disappointed with his game. And all of a sudden, South Sydney, I thought they defended incredibly well the first half. They were great. The Panthers had three tries taken off them, and all of a sudden they go into halftime at 12-all. And that's where I think it would have just been so discouraging for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. A very tough pill to swallow, because I thought they were sensational in the first half, and then you look up and go, well, fuck, we've just evened up with them. Those tries, 10 minutes before halftime, we've spoken about it all season, they can absolutely kill you. The Appy one, obviously a good try, but I think it's the Brian To'o one that really hurt them. Obviously, against the runner player, knock on from South Sydney, and you go the length. There's not really all that much you can do about those. That was an absolute killer for them. You look at halftime. Brian To'o ran for 200 metres, which I heard some of the commentators point out. He obviously ran for 80 metres on the last play of the half. But I thought Dylan Edwards, 130 metres, he was great. Appy Kurisau was on for 21 minutes. He had three runs, 50 metres, one try, one line break. He was sensational, Appy. Cam Murray, he had a really good first half as well, 107 metres, 25 tackles. Totola, he just ticked over the 100-metre mark as well. Cody Walker, a pretty dismal first half for him, missing six tackles there, including that big crucial one at the back end of the half, which was very disappointing. I mean, you came out of that first half once again thinking, geez, I've never seen Penrith make this many errors. They finished with an 81% completion rate in the first half, which was fucking unbelievable. South, 72%. Not a train wreck, but it definitely felt like to me Souths were playing better and completing more sets than Penrith, so it's crazy when you do see those stats. Probably a damning one for me at halftime. Penrith, they made 50 more tackles, but they missed three less tackles, so that's a big one there. We've always said it, defense, it wins competitions. And once again, the best defensive side came out on on top tonight. We then came out for the second half. Penrith's first set, they were absolutely cruising about the 40-metre line, got a penalty on fourth tackle, which really fucking hurt. Cleary put Critter through a gap a few minutes later, and then he knocked it on the next play as well. But you could see Penrith, they were starting to get on the front foot. And then the one that really, really exploded it was the kick-out charge down. Credit to Latrell Mitchell, got back there and made a great tackle. I think a lot of people probably wouldn't have expected Latrell to be there for that tackle. I think that's one of the things that we think Latrell doesn't do, but he was there on that play. Granted, the Penrith Panthers scored only a few plays later. I think it was Nathan Cleary put in a kick for Spencer Ligneau, but credit to Latrell for getting back there and making that one. From that point on, you know, I sort of felt like it was gone. Obviously, all the momentum was with Penrith. The Rabbitohs, they did get back into it in little bits and pieces here. A nice little forced dropout from Cody Walker there, but then Penrith won the forced dropout back anyway. Dylan Edwards, a couple of minutes later, a huge return. Then Isaac Tungo ended up scoring on the end of that set. A great kick from Jerome Luai. And then, as we always say with Penrith, what is always so important and what they do so well and better than other teams is their sets after points.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And they're set after the Isaac Tungo try. They kicked it down. I think it was Kennar. I think they tackled him on the 20-metre line. So a huge set after points is what they do so well. Jai Arrow left the field at this point with that groin injury. Another big loss for South Sydney, but I sort of thought the game was kind of gone by this point. Ligneau made that huge line break. Then he knocked the ball, and you sort of thought, oh, what a let-off that was. They went upstairs, and, of course, Tane Milne with a pretty bad swinging arm. Tane's always had this in his game, unfortunately. I'm a big fan of Tane, to be honest with you. I like him, but he has just got too many of these in his games. If you look over this final series, what has he had? Two sin bins and a send-off. So you can't be doing that as a winger. You just cannot fucking be doing it. So, yeah, sent off there, and the game was well and truly over. Cleary put the 2 points over, and then Cleary, of course, scored, came off his right foot on the right-hand side of the field, put a little nudge in for himself. I think Latrell slipped over in the background, and Nathan Cleary crossed for the last try of the game. The Junk Point King strikes again. If you had him last try, well done to you. Always a good little punt for the last try there, Nathan Cleary. So the South Sydney Rabbitohs, their season done and dusted. Personally, I thought it was a sensational season for them to lose Wayne Bennett, Adam Reynolds, Dane Gagai. I think Bunnies fans can be very, very proud of their team. And personally, I just think you came up against the best team in the competition and you went head-to-head with them in the first half. And then I think if maybe a few other things would have gone your way in the first half, it could have been a different game. But they're one of those teams, Penrith, when they score one, they will tend to score four or five, and that was the case tonight. We'll do a bit of a deeper dive on the South Sydney Rabbitohs season tomorrow or Monday, so stay tuned for that. But the Penrith Panthers march on to their third grand final in a row, looking for back-to-back premierships against the Parramatta Eels next week. Battle of the West, it is going to be an absolute cracker. If you are going to the grand final, get there early, 4:30 at the Locker Room Hotel. Myself, Kempy and Timmy Williams will be doing a show, and then straight after that, Kempy will be going back-to-back with Tom and Eddie from the Hello Sport podcast. Going to be a cracking day out there. Come out, join us, grab your guru shirts, your bloke shirts, come and grab a bloke with us out there. Come and have a yarn, a giggle, and a little celebration of everything that is the Bloke in a Bar community this year out there, and a celebration of rugby league as well. Really looking forward to it. If you're out there, make sure you come and say hi, come and have a beer, and let's enjoy ourselves. Plenty more content coming this week on the Rugby League Guru podcast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.